pruebas de certificación. Escucharás el audio dos veces. Dispones de 2 minutos para leer la tarea, 1 minuto entre escuchas, 1 minuto al finalizar la segunda escucha. Tarea 1.
Hello, we're going to take a look at the top 10 seller tips for selling on eBay.
0.
I never quite understand why people don't use the best offer feature. Basically, it allows buyers to suggest to you a slightly lower price and you can decide whether or not you're willing to accept it. So what I tend to do when I sell is I list an item for a little bit more than I'm really expecting to get for it. Somebody might buy it at that price, or alternatively they can send me a best offer and then I can choose to accept it or not.
1.
We have keywords. So I did a top 10 buyer tips video where I suggested that you could search for different keywords and pull up items that were misspelt. The same is true actually if you're selling an item. Buyers don't always get their spelling right, so think of commonly misspelled words and put those in your title as well to give your buyers a chance of finding your item.
2.
We have eBay offers. So if you're selling something really expensive, we're typically talking £100, £200 or more on eBay. The eBay fees can get quite expensive. I think it's 10% of the final item price, and that's excluding any PayPal fees. So I often wait until eBay send me an offer where they'll say like, oh, 75% off your final value fee. So on an item that's $200, that's a saving of $15, which is quite significant.
3.
Do your research. So don't just guess an item price when you're selling something on eBay. Look at the completed listings and see what the item has sold for in the past. Take into account color, size, condition, age. All of these things will affect the price. So be sensible about the price you're listing the item for. Items really sell quickly when the price is a good price and the buyer feels like they're getting a bargain.
4.
Be really detailed with your item descriptions and take some good clear photos of the item. In general, think, what would I want to see to be convinced to buy this item? And typically that's describing the condition of the item in excellent detail, what the actual listing includes, Also set the buyer's mind at ease with things like your returns policy, the postage speed and postage cost, that sort of thing.
5.
Be careful with postage. So a few times I've gone to ship an item and had a nasty shock at the post office when I found that it's going to cost a lot more than I bargained for. So make sure you have your tape measure and your scales at hand so that you can use one of these price comparison websites and work out how much it's going to cost to post your item.
6.
Be smart with postage. So following on from the previous point, there are actually some ways that you can really kind of trick the postal services. So sometimes I've found that it's cheaper to send an item as two parcels instead of one. Also, sometimes you can use a slightly smaller box and save a significant amount of money. So study the pricing tariffs of the postal services and see whether or not you can save yourself some money.
7.
Protect yourself. Make sure you send items with the right amount of postal insurance. Also, to protect yourself from unscrupulous buyers, make sure that you take pictures of your item before you send it. Ideally, video yourself packaging the item so that if the buyer opens a case and says that you sent them a broken item, you've got a lovely clear video showing that the item you sent was in excellent condition when it left you.
8.
Timing is everything. So make sure that your listings end at a sensible time. There's no point in a listing ending at 2 a.m, for instance. Good times to end are the weekend. I think people are sort of a bit sad about going back to work the following week, so people seem to buy a lot of things on eBay on Friday, Saturday, and particularly Sunday before they go to bed.
9.
Just don't be naughty. So don't bid on your own items or get your friends to bid on your own items. Eventually, eBay will catch up with you and they will ban you from eBay. It's against eBay's selling policies. Just follow the advice from the rest of this list and you will get good prices. You won't need to bother about cheating the system. Anyway, that's the end of this top 10 sellers list. Thanks, and I'll see you next time. Hello, we're going to take a look at the top 10 seller tips for selling on eBay.
0.
I never quite understand why people don't use the best offer feature. Basically, it allows buyers to suggest to you a slightly lower price and you can decide whether or not you're willing to accept it. So what I tend to do when I sell is I list an item for a little bit more than I'm really expecting to get for it. Somebody might buy it at that price, or alternatively, they can send me a best offer and then I can choose to accept it or not.
1.
We have keywords. So I did a top 10 buyer tips video where I suggested that you could search for different keywords and pull up items that were misspelt. The same is true actually if you're selling an item. Buyers don't always get their spelling right, so think of commonly misspelled words and put those in your title as well to give your buyers a chance of finding your item.
2.
We have eBay offers. So if you're selling something really expensive, we're typically talking £100, £200 or more on eBay, the eBay fees can get quite expensive. I think it's 10% of the final item price, and that's excluding any PayPal fees. So I often wait until eBay send me an offer where they'll say like, oh, 75% off your final value fee. So on an item that's $200, that's a saving of $15, which is quite significant.
3.
Do your research. So don't just guess an item price when you're selling something on eBay. Look at the completed listings and see what the item has sold for in the past. Take into account color, size, condition, age. All of these things will affect the price. So be sensible about the price you're listing the item for. Items really sell quickly when the price is a good price and the buyer feels like they're getting a bargain.
4.
Be really detailed with your item descriptions and take some good, clear photos of the item. In general, think, what would I want to see to be convinced to buy this item? And typically, that's describing the condition of the item in excellent detail, what the actual listing includes. Also, set the buyer's mind at ease with things like your returns policy, the postage speed and postage costs, that sort of thing.
5.
Be careful with postage. So a few times I've gone to ship an item and had a nasty shock at the post office when I found that it's going to cost a lot more than I bargained for. So make sure you have your tape measure and your scales at hand so that you can use one of these price comparison websites and work out how much it's going to cost to post your item.
6.
Be smart with postage. So following on from the previous point, there are actually some ways that you can really kind of trick the postal services. So sometimes I've found that it's cheaper to send an item as two parcels instead of one. Also, sometimes you can use a slightly smaller box and save a significant amount of money. So study the pricing tariffs of the postal services and see whether or not you can save yourself some money.
7.
Protect yourself. Make sure you send items with the right amount of postal insurance. Also, to protect yourself from unscrupulous buyers, make sure that you take pictures of your item before you send it. Ideally, video yourself packaging the item so that if the buyer opens a case and says that you sent them a broken item, you've got a lovely clear video showing that the item you sent was in excellent condition when it left you.
8.
Timing is everything. So make sure that your listings end at a sensible time. There's no point in a listing ending at 2 a.m, for instance. Good times to end are the weekend. I think people are sort of a bit sad about going back to work the following week, so people seem to buy a lot of things on eBay on Friday, Saturday, and particularly Sunday before they go to bed.
9.
Just don't be naughty. So don't bid on your own items or get your friends to bid on your own items. Eventually, eBay will catch up with you and they will ban you from eBay. It's against eBay's selling policies. Just follow the advice from the rest of this list and you will get good prices. You won't need to bother about cheating the system. Anyway, that's the end of this top 10 sellers list. Thanks, and I'll see you next time.